Good.
Reagan Adams feeds pink, fluffy insulation into a machine in the garage of a partially built home in Lemon Creek. The machine then pushes the insulation through a spiraling tube through the house and into its attic. She and her classmates are building the home that she's standing in.
Well, we just learned today, but basically, my job is I've been cutting the things in half and breaking them into this size.
Adams is a junior at Juno Douglas High School, Yanaakafle, and is one of the students enrolled in the district's house build program. The district has offered many house build projects to students on and off, dating back to the 1970s. And the house build program has seen multiple iterations over the years. Students who take the semester-long class get to learn hands-on construction skills by building new, energy-efficient homes that then go back into the community. Adams says she was hesitant to take the class at first, but now she's glad she did.
I think it's a very important class that teaches skills everyone should have. Like, I've been telling my mom about stuff we do in the class, and she's like, oh, you can do this to our house next. It's like, okay.
Students in this class are currently finishing up the sixth home in a small neighborhood of homes constructed by the program. Soon, they'll begin laying the foundation for the seventh. The houses are located just past the Zanta Kahini campus. The city and borough of Juno made the land available for sale to the Juno Housing Trust in 2017. The trust manages the land through a community land trust and works to ensure the homes can be purchased by lower and middle income community members. Tamara Rowcroft is the board vice president of the Juno Housing Trust. She says housing geared for lower and middle income buyers is unique, but desperately needed.
I've been working in affordable housing for about 35 years here in Juno. I lived here as a kid. I know how hard it is to get housing that's affordable here.
For the past 2 years, Juno has seen the highest average sales price for a single-family home in the state, according to a study by the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
Well, today they are going to be doing blow-in insulation, and they are cutting and installing the cedar shingles for the siding.
Nathan Dutton is the school district's career and technical education coordinator. He's also on the construction site. He says offering alternative learning opportunities is crucial for students who may be looking for another path to a well-paying job after graduating. That isn't a traditional four-year degree.
We have seen a drop in tradesmen throughout the nation. So being able to make this skill set available to our students is so important.
He says the house build program lets students explore if a trade career is for them.
They're getting amazing real world experience that in other places you typically have to pay for or get accepted into a program to get.
Jason Kilmeyer is a senior at JDHS. He took the class to learn more skills to use when working at his dad's construction company. But he says the takeaways from the class go beyond that. It gives him the confidence to take on what used to be difficult tasks.
It applies to future careers as well as home life, you know. Oh, I put a hole in my drywall. Well, cool, I know how to patch it up, you know. Or, oh, I need to reshingle my roof. Well, I know how to do that.
And though he's learned a lot of skills during the class, he says he definitely has a favorite.
Everything is fun about drywall. As much as I hate removing it, installing it is the best.
The class hopes to finish construction, and the trust hopes to put the home on the market later this year. In Juno, I'm Clarice Larson.